Anya got up and took a step toward the kitchen. Her mother appeared in the open door. She smiled, and the fine lines around her eyes crinkled, and gray-blonde hair spilled down over her blue eyes.
I'm fine, Kiska. Sit down. This is your special day.
Anya sighed and returned to her uncomfortable chair.
Mom, I'm too old for you to call me kitten.
Her mother brushed a strand of hair out of her eyes.
You'll always be my little Kiska, even when you're as old and gray as me.
She smiled as her mother disappeared into the kitchen to finish the baked apple. Listening to her talk, you'd think Mom was ancient rather than just 40. Anya licked her lips and pictured the apple coming out of the oven. She ran a finger over the battered fork in front of her. Not much longer now. Maybe they could finish before anyone showed up. Normally, this was her favorite day of the year. But this year, they expected a special, if unwelcome, guest. One of the Tsar's white witches would arrive soon to test Anya. If the test revealed wizard potential, she'd be taken to New St. Petersburg to meet the Tsar. She shuddered at the thought of having to leave their little village and never seeing her mother again. All the girls in the Empire of the Dragon Tsar got this visit on their 18th birthdays, and they'd all heard the stories as well. Stories of girls taken away and never being heard from again. Anya didn't know how much credit to give the stories. Most of them sounded like nonsense, but people did vanish. And they did it often enough that it had become an almost normal part of life in the Empire. Mom emerged from the kitchen in a swirl of green skirt. She held a steaming red apple dripping with honey. Anya grinned. Ta-da! She set the plate in front of Anya and kissed her forehead.
Happy birthday, Kiska.
Thanks, Mom.
Anya picked up her fork and knife as her mother rounded the table. She breathed in the scent of cinnamon and nutmeg. Both spices cost more than they spent on food in a week. But today only they splurged. She almost felt guilty. Almost. Anya cut a chunk out of the warm, soft apple, taking her time and savoring the moment. The first bite was halfway to her mouth when someone knocked on the door. Before either of them could get up to answer it, the door opened and a woman in white robes with hair as pale as fresh snow stepped inside like she owned the place. Mom scrambled to her feet and Anya quickly joined her, her special treat forgotten.
Welcome, mistress, Mom said. May I offer you?
The white witch held up a hand and Mom fell silent.
This will not take long.
Her voice was as cold as a midwinter night. From the folds of her robe, the witch withdrew a length of smooth wood inset with six clear gems. She strode from the door to their table and held the rod out to Anya, who stared at the smooth, dark length of wood.
Don't look at it, fool. Take it, the witch said.
Anya grasped the device with a trembling hand and held her breath. She said a silent prayer to any god that might be listening.
Please, oh please, let nothing happen. Let me fail this test and get on with the rest of my boring life.
As if to mock her, the first gem burst into light. Anya's heart sank. She had magic in her blood. Now her life was over. The second gem lit up, then a third, and fourth. When another half a minute passed and nothing happened, the witch snatched the rod out of her hand.
Congratulations, sister. You will have the honor of joining our ranks in glorious service to the Tsar. I trust your bag is prepared in accordance with the law.
Yes, mistress.
Somehow, Anya forced the words past her numb lips.
Well, don't just stand there, girl. Go get it. I have 20 more stops to make today.